Oliver Twisted, or The Witch Boy's Progress, by J.D. Sharp and Charles Dickens, read by Toby Longworth. Chapter 1, which tells of Oliver Twisted's birth. In a certain town, which for many reasons it will be prudent to refrain from mentioning, there is one building anciently common to most towns, great or small, the workhouse. And in this workhouse was born, on a day and date which I need not trouble myself to repeat, a boy who, according to fortune-tellers and oracles alike, would be our true defender, the protector who would one day close hell's mouth for ever, ending the darkness that had sunk deep into the heart of the kingdom. And yet, with another cast of their gnarly divination bones, the same soothsayers, with furrowed brows and low voices, prophesied a very different future. The same boy would grow up to become the greatest evil ever known. A boy with two possible destinies. A boy whose name is prefixed to this here book. For a long time after Oliver Twisted was ushered into this sorrowful world by the village surgeon, it remained a matter of considerable doubt whether the child would survive to bear any name at all. The fact is, there was considerable difficulty in convincing Oliver to take upon himself the office of respiration, a troublesome practice, but one which custom has made necessary to our survival, unless you are of vampiric extraction and stopped breathing long ago. For some time, the baby lay gasping on a little flock mattress, rather unequally poised between this world and the next, the balance being decidedly in favour of the latter. Now, if, during this brief period, Oliver had been surrounded by black-tongued ghouls or a clan of pit demons, he would most inevitably have been killed in no time, and his baby soft flesh picked clean off his bones. There being nobody by, however,